Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat. Come by, let's be friends.
Refinance and relax at Genco. Refinance your auto loan and relax with no payments for 90 days. Rates as low as 4.59% APR. Plus, get entered to win 3 months of free payments. Even apply online and get an additional 0.10% off. Your path to savings has never been this relaxing with lower interest rates and no payments for 90 days. Genco, your relaxation station. Subject to credit approval and membership eligibility. Visit GencoFCU.org. Member NCUA. Genco!
The next time you need new tires for your car, truck, or trailer, remember 185. 185 Tire and Service. They sell the most popular brands of new tires, plus they could order specialty sized tires and rims. Since 2019, 185 Tire and Service has been veteran owned and operated by Craig Davidson. They're located at 10566 North River Crossing at the intersection of Highway 185 and Highway 6. 254-848-8473. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. That's 185 Tire and Service.
A Robinson tradition since 1961, Rocky Cafe is the place to go for affordable home-style cooking in a casual setting. Check out the awesome breakfast menu, including the Hungry Man Special that includes pancakes, eggs, hash brown potatoes, and either bacon or sausage. Mudge Dining includes daily specials with free desserts. Chicken fried steak and old-fashioned burgers are popular. And ask about the best-in-town onion rings. And on your way to the big Friday game, stop at Rocky Cafe for their all-you-can-eat fried catfish. 305 South Robinson and Drive, and on Facebook and Instagram.
At Baylor Club, membership unlocks exclusive perks from networking with an incredible community to enjoying stunning spaces. But did you know you don't have to be a member to host your private event with us? Whether it's a wedding, corporate gala, or milestone celebration, our expert private events teams handle every detail with precision and warmth. Indulge in gourmet catering crafted by our executive chef and relax knowing your event will be unforgettable. Ready to join the club or just host in style? Call 254-710-8080.
Get ready, Heiko. It's steak cook-off time. The grills are about to fire up and the heat is on. Where are my teams at? Who's stepping up to compete for the ultimate bragging rights at the Heiko Steak Cook-Off? Heiko's original Texas Steak Cook-Off. One-of-a-kind food, wine, music, and a cook-off event with delicious appetizers. Good times, live music, and more. Get your tickets now. Heiko's original Texas Steak Cook-Off, May 16th. Visit TexasSteakCookoff.com.
Central Texas sports fans, want the inside scoop, live shows, and non-stop local sports action? Tap that app with Syntex Sports Fan app and SyntexSportsFan.com. You've got ESPN Central Texas in your pocket. Live shows? Got them. Podcasts on demand. Locked in. Breaking sports news. Delivered fast. So whether you're tailgating, working out, or on the move, tap that app and stay in the game 24-7. Download it now on the App Store or Google Play. SyntexSportsFan.com. That's Syntex Sports Fan app, where Central Texas sports lives.
Baylor Bear Baseball, Tuesday from Magnolia Field at Baylor Ballpark.
The Bears home Tuesday at Magnolia Field at Baylor Ballpark, hosting the UTA Mavs. 6:15 for the warm-up show, 6:30 first pitch for Baylor Baseball Tuesday.
Join Derek Smith and Tom Barfield for the broadcast of Baylor Baseball, Tuesday on the Baylor Sports Media Network.
And welcome back to the Press Box here on ESPN Central Texas. Joining us now from ALDLLS, it is Mr. Jeff Wilson. Jeff, happy Cinco de Mayo. Appreciate your time.
Man, happy Cinco de Mayo to you. I got to go to my son's baseball practice, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Well, that's always a good thing. There you go.
Yeah.
Rangers still cannot find a way to get runners in scoring position across home plate right now. And I know I sound like a broken record, Jeff, but I mean, at some point you'd think, okay, they break through, but they just seem to keep going in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And it's a broken record, you know, for the last two seasons and a month, you know,
right.
They really, you know, put themselves in a bad position last season by not making any changes with the lineup. And they tried it this year, and you know, with Semien gone and Garcia and Heim gone, and you know, Brandon Nimmo, definite upgrade. And then you hope approach is going to change, and maybe it has a little bit. You know, Josh Young's been better, but it's just you're right. It's not happening, and it's getting frustrating. I can understand where fans are coming from, and you know, and you kind of get tired of hearing the company line of, well, this is going to happen. You know, I believe in these guys and all that. Well, you know, seeing is believing, and for 2+ years now, this hasn't worked. So I can understand why people are getting frustrated by it.
And for tonight, looks like it's going to be Jacob DeGrom back on the mound facing the Yankees. And, you know, got to feel good at least having your ace back out there. And really, with what he's been able to do this year, still looking good.
Yeah, Jacob's in a good spot. He's been the Rangers' best starter, most consistent starter. And, you know, it's always different pitching in that ballpark, especially compared to, you know, Globe Life Field, which we all know is a pitcher's park. Well, Yankee Stadium is an extreme hitter's park. So Jacob's got to keep the ball down, make sure those Yankees left-handed hitters don't yank him into the seats there in right field, the short porch. He's done a better job of that this year, keeping the ball in the ballpark. So he's been in a pretty good spot. The tricky thing besides the ballpark is he just faced these guys at his last start. So kind of wondered, what does he do differently, if anything? And I'm sure there are some things he'll do differently in Evaldi tomorrow night too. But Rangers should show up today and feel like they have a real chance to win.
Jeff Wilson with us in the press box here on ESPN Central Texas. And for Josh Young, so far this season, he has been extremely good. Is there still any worry that he carries that tag of the injury with him, injury prone? But I mean, now he's just unbelievable how good he's been.
Yeah. You know, I think, he's always going to have that, you know, and
right.
Most of his injuries have been just the freak broken bones and torn ligaments and stuff like that, instead of, you know, multiple hamstring strains or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying his calves hasn't been a problem in the past, but if he can stay healthy, he can be a good player. You know, you go back all the way to 23, he was healthy for the first 4.5 months and was great. And then he broke his thumb on a weird play, you know, a line drive that hit off his glove. And it seems different this year than it did then. Not as much pull side power, which is okay. You know, he's hitting the ball to all fields, which is what he did at Texas Tech, which is why, you know, the Rangers just liked him so much as a hitter. And right now he's the guy. You know, if you need a hit, you hope to God that Josh Young is up, and he has been delivering. So it's great. He's one of the three guys that had to be better, along with Berger and Peterson, and technically they're all better, but Josh Young has been fantastic.
And Jeff, I mean, this guy right here, I mean, that I'm about to bring up, of course, he has a long leash he's a 2-time World Series MVP with the Dodgers and now with the Rangers. But for Corey Seager, when do we start getting worried? Because in the last 30 games, he's been batting around 198, and that's just well below what we're used to seeing from this guy.
Yeah, well, you know, kind of do a deep dive and look at his track records early on. Specifically like the last two seasons, he's been a slow starter. And he's coming off of injuries both off seasons. And, you know, he did have a season ending surgery last year as appendix. So not a major thing to overcome, but it's the track record. You believe in the guy. And he had a good series in Detroit. He hit a lot of balls hard. Balls that, if it was the summertime in Detroit instead of cold, probably would have gone out. So I don't know that you're going to be worrying about Corey Seager too much longer. I think he's going to figure it out sooner than later. And when he does, the rest of the league needs to watch out.
Jeff, the Ranger bullpen has been good. I mean, they're leading in the ERA, but they're not striking anybody out. Is that a concern as we go longer, or just as long as they get the job done?
Well, I've always been a believer in 3 outs, no matter how you get them. But I also believe that late in games, you need a strikeout guy, and they don't have it, and they haven't had it. really since Yates and Robertson in 24. So, that's when it's a concern. You know, if you get a guy at third with one out and it's a tie game or you're holding a one-run lead, you really, really need a strikeout there. You know, you don't want that guy to put the ball in play. So that's where it comes into play. I think that the good news on that front is Jacob Latz can strike guys out. He's got the velocity to do it. He has the off-speed pitches to do it. And right now he's kind of been the guy in the ninth inning. So, get outs. Who cares how you get them as long as the other team isn't scoring?
You know, the bullpen's a different place. I mean, it's in its own little world anyway. But out there, who does everybody look to in that bullpen for the Rangers?
Well, that's a pretty good question. You know, you can look at who they've got and, Jacob Junis, who's new this year, he's a little on the older side, but last year was his first season where he didn't make a start in his career. Tyler Alexander, again, another guy who's been around, but he's been a starter at times. Chris Martin, though he's hurt, is probably that guy. He's at least, 9 or 10 years now, mm-hmm. Been a major league reliever. So if I had to start, I would start with him. Cal is his dad. Cal Quantrill, again, mostly a starter, but he's been around a while. He's worked in relief. So there are some guys out there. But right now I think the best thing the Rangers are doing is not assigning roles. I think, you know, it keeps these guys ready. They know that when the phone rings, it could be any one of them. and when it is one of them, it gets the blood flowing. So that's not a bad way to go about it.
Jeff, growing up for me, one of my favorite players to watch was Andrew McCutchen when he was killing things with the Pirates. And watching him a day ago making that diving play out in the outfield, you know, at 39 years old, he's looking pretty good. He's looking like, the old-fashioned Andrew McCutchen that we're used to.
Yeah, he's a couple steps slower, but he's still in wonderful shape. I wish, you know, when you're looking for solutions to the offense, why not give him a week's worth of games, week's worth of starts, and see what happens? Who cares if it's a left-hander or a right-hander? Get him in there, let him hit, and maybe something sparks up. I mean, you know, early in the season, everybody wanted him to start. At the end of spring training, everybody wanted him to start. He's gotten a little rusty. For whatever reason, the Rangers are facing a ton of right-handed pitchers, and just where they are, they feel like they need to play Jock Peterson. You know, you're probably going to do okay if Jock's not in your lineup. So go ahead and give Andrew McCutchen a shot. You're trying to jumpstart things, trying to do something. Well, put in the guy who's won an MVP. Yeah, it was 13 years ago. I don't care. Put him in there. He's a tough out, gives good at bats, and if the Rangers are going to make changes to their lineup, that's where I'm going to start.
Yankees coming up tonight. Mentioned that a few minutes ago. They're leading the East right now, and they're just winning series. They're doing what they had to. Texas was able to take the final one at home 3-0 over the Yankees. But after that, they just swept the Orioles, which, it's Baltimore. But, I mean, they put up a lot of runs. What do they have to do against this lineup to try to slow it down a little bit?
Well, keep it in the park. You know, this is a pitcher's park, and unfortunately, you know, you go up and down that lineup, and they probably have six guys that could hit 30 homers this season. You know, so it's not an easy task. Be smart with in certain situations, but don't give in. Also, you know, just you can't take a pitch off. You can't be like, oh, this guy's up. I can throw him a get me over fastball for strike one. No, he's going to hit into the seats. So it's a tall order. The Yankees are just good. I mean, they're good all the way around. Their rotations have been excellent. Their bullpen is pretty good. Bednar is a closer. It can be a little bit of adventure at times, but he usually gets the job done. And, you know, they have the best hitter in the American League. It's a pretty good team. I don't know why people were writing them off to start the year because they're just really, really good. And they're going to get better. You know, they're supposed to get Carlos Rodon back at some point. Garrett Cole's going to come back at some point. They're trouble. So maybe the Rangers are catching them at a good time. I know they're super red hot, the Yankees, but they're going to get better. So better get them off the schedule now than later.
Yeah, just looking at the Rangers lineup for today, Evan Carter, of course, getting the start in center field. And for Carter, this is kind of a tough situation because this is a guy that's batting 170, but he's just an absolute menace in the outfield, making, you know, crazy home run robbing catches, diving catches. I mean, he's just a beast out there.
Yeah, you know, there's something for run prevention. If you're not going to score runs, you got to keep the other team from scoring them. And Evan Carter can do that. He is able to go get it. Like you said, he's one of the best defensive center fielders going right now. He's, you know, he's batting 170. He's in an 0-for-23 slump. You know, that's something that if it was the beginning of the season, we'd be clamoring for him to be sent to the minor leagues and wondering if he's healthy and all that stuff. But it's not as magnified now. The 170 is hard to ignore, but he's, you know, a couple hits away from breaking free and getting rolling again. You hope. He draws a lot of walks, so batting him leadoff is an interesting choice, but you don't see a lot of 170 hitters doing that. But he's fine, and yes, if he can save you, if he can save you runs defensively with this team and the way the offense is going, that's like scoring a run.
How is there? Have you heard how Brandon Nimmo is with that hamstring tightness that he's carrying?
Well, he's not playing tonight. Andrew McCutchen is in there, but not for Peterson. It's for Nimmo. I think he's just going to be dealing with it from time to time. I think if there's any in the short term, if there's any bad weather, chance of it being cold or chance of being rainy, anything like that, you're not going to risk putting him out there. I would imagine that he's available to pinch hit. And it's something that he said he's dealt with throughout his career. And, you know, early on, it was something that he had to learn to deal with that cost him some IL time. But now he feels like he can manage it. And, you know, he played in the Rangers last game, gave him a day off today. I think he's going to be fine. The weather looks fine in New York. So I don't think it's anything like that. I think maybe it's just a good time to get him a break.
And real quick, I want to go back to Josh Young because I was just looking at his splits from the last few games. And, you know, from the last seven games, he's batting .407. And the last 15 games, .386 on those span of games. Now, for Josh Young, I mean, you want this guy to keep it going. It's just a matter of can he, because, you know, baseball season is just so long.
You're right. I think though it's with him, it's about approach and it's about what's going on between his ears. I don't think the physical is necessarily the issue as far as swing mechanics and whatnot. But you know, you saw a guy who, ever since he got called up, has just been an aggressive guy at the plate. He will swing at the first pitch if it's close, and I think hitters knew that, or pitchers knew that, and didn't throw him a strike. But if it was close, he was hacking at it. So he's been more selective. Like sliders don't get him as much. He's actually been pretty good against breaking balls. I still wish he would lay off the inside fastball off the plate. I think that's still a place where he thinks he can do damage, but it turns out to be the other way around. So, but he's, it seems to be in a great mental spot. And we talked to him on the last homestand, and he knows it's not about chasing results, and that's what got him in trouble in the past. At this point, he needs to know if he goes 0-for-12, he's going to be in the starting lineup regardless. So there's some comfort that comes with that as well. So I just think it's about him relaxing and him understanding those things and not chasing the results.
Jeff, you mentioned shaking up this lineup when we first started talking. Is there anybody in the farm system that's making enough noise that Mike could come up and shake up this lineup a little bit?
I don't think so. You know, that's kind of the problem when you make trades at the deadline and you send away pretty good talent. Mm-hmm. You don't have as much depth. And you know, if there's one guy, it's Justin Foscue who has done all he can at AAA. You know, he's a 300 hitter there. He drives and runs. He gets on base and all that stuff. It hasn't clicked in the majors. And, you know, I don't know that he's been given a long enough leash. If something were to happen to Jock Peterson or Jake Berger, or if the Berger declines, his performance really starts getting worse and worse. He's kind of hot and cold right now. Perhaps Foscue gets the call. Also, he can play second base. Foscue can. So if something were to happen with Josh Smith or Ezekiel Duran, I would think that that Foscue would get the first call. Again, you know, I think this is his third season at AAA, and he's doing what he's always done. He's, you know, he's hitting around 300, and he's the best hitter in Round Rock. But it's hard. He just doesn't have a spot. He needs something to happen for him to get called back up.
Jeff Wilson in the press box with us here on ESPN Central Texas. Jeff, tell them how they can find you.
Yeah, DLLS Sports. It's all DLLS.com. We write, we do podcasts, we cover all the teams. You can get in usually pretty cheap. We always have something going, a special offer. It, you know, it is a subscription site, but it's well worth the money. If you're a DFW sports fan and you know, want to stay up to date on everything going on there, we're the place. We're the best bang for the buck, and even if we charge more, we'd still be better than the other places.
It's good stuff. Jeff Wilson with us in the press box. Jeff, have fun at practice, and have a great Cinco de Mayo, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, there he goes. Jeff Wilson, alldlls.com. You can find him there and get the best Ranger coverage around with Jeff Wilson. We'll take the break. We're back right after this.
Hey, it's Greg May from Greg May Honda. I'm here to tell you that we have some absolute huge discounts out there available right now. New Hondas in stock. We got 2026 Ridgelines and 2026 Odysseys, both discounted $3,800. That's right. Biggest and best discounts we've had so far in a long time. But hurry, at these numbers, they're going to go fat. It's right here at Greg May Honda.
Greg May Honda, proud sponsor of Robinson Rockets playoff softball. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
The professionals at Clint Allen State Farm Insurance are extremely focused on taking care of the individuals and families they insure. They will educate you how insurance works, the coverage they put in place, and will make sure your specific requests are met. Clint Allen State Farm Insurance is the number one producing State Farm agency in the greater Waco area and is known for their incredibly loving office pups. Veteran owned and operated, Clint Allen State Farm Insurance, 704 Sun Valley Boulevard in Hewitt.
Are you still earning pennies on your checking account? Local banking just got a big upgrade. It's time to explore Kasasa Cash Checking at In Commons Bank. Earn 6% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's up to $1,200 per year back into your budget. There are no monthly maintenance fees. Qualify with simple everyday activities. Open in minutes. Start earning more today. Visit incommonsbank.com or come see us in person in Mahaya, Fairfield, Coolidge, Mart, Waco, and Rosebud.
Incommons Bank, member FDIC, APY equals annual percentage yield. Minimum to open is $50 for a Kasasa Cash. A monthly direct deposit, or ACH, is required to maintain the account. Qualifications are being enrolled and receive e-statement notices and have at least 15 debit card purchases, excluding ATM, post to and sell each cycle. Balances up to $20,000 receive APY of 6.00%. If qualifications are not met, all balances earn 0.05% APY. Full disclosure or clarification provided upon request.
Pop up the volume on the 2026 Kawasaki Jet Ski STX160, family of personal watercraft. This high-performance platform starts with a 1,498cc engine and extremely responsive handling. New styling turns heads everywhere you ride. Advanced technology puts you in full command, and improved ergonomics and modern features keep the ride going all day long. Welcome to the 2026 Kawasaki Jet Ski STX160. Amplified fun at Barger's All Sports, 3520 South I-35 in Waco. Ride with the best.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons, over 40 years of experience, to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949, because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Baylor Bear Baseball, Tuesday on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears on the road in San Marcos to take on Texas State on Tuesday. 5:45 for the warm-up show, 6 p.m. first pitch for Baylor Texas State Baseball Tuesday.
Join Derek Smith and Tom Barfield for the broadcast of Baylor Baseball Tuesday on the Baylor Sports Media Network. Nobody covers football in Central Texas like ESPN Central Texas.
And welcome back to the Press Box here on ESPN Central Texas on this Cinco de Mayo. Making plans as we speak. Jacob's burning up the phone line.
I've never heard this song before. I'm just going to let
what,
it
What, this one?
No.
You've never heard Suspicious Minds from Stevie Wonder?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I run
very superstitious.
I run the board once, and now I'm just really focusing on a lot of these songs that we have on our roll. So, yeah, man, Stevie Wonder. I need to listen to more Stevie Wonder, dude.
We have to educate you a little bit.
I listen to the Beatles, at least, so that's pretty good. A guy that was born in 2003 listened to the Beatles. That's pretty good.
Well, as you should.
Yeah, I love the Beatles. I like the Eagles. Let's see, who else can I think of? That's about it.
That's about it?
That's about it, yeah.
The Beatles and the Eagles is your musical realm.
I like AC/DC too, but that's more...
Okay.
We're going up a little bit. More 80s, I guess.
70s, 80s.
Cars. I like Cars. Cars was 70s-ish. Was that 70s or 80s? Okay. Yeah. So, I know a little bit.
Very little.
Very little, yeah.
Need to get you to listen into... 101.3.
Yeah, I do, because that's all they play over there, right?
Good stuff.
Good stuff, yeah.
Really good stuff on 101.3. Cool 101.3, as they like to call it, our sister station. All right, I'll eat a little crow. New York Knicks are for real.
Oh, I think so. I think so.
I just kept saying, what's the Knicks? It's the Knicks. The Knicks, it's got to be... Something's going on. Jalen Brunson, 27 points in the first half, finished with 35. They're on a outstanding postseason roll. 137-98 win last night at the Garden. The first NBA team in history to win three straight postseason games by at least 25 points. And that began in the first round against the Hawks, shooting 63%. And leading by as much as 40 points Monday night. They have absolutely just turned it completely on here in the playoffs. And I'm sorry, Knicks fans. I just kept saying it's the Knicks. The Knicks can't be for real, can they? They just imploded. No. They're not looking like they're going to implode against anybody anytime soon. I mean, they made Philadelphia last night look pedestrian.
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, in the second quarter, they outscored Philadelphia 41-26. So, I'm never the guy that watches the first game of the series and I'm like, hey, you know, so-and-so is going to win it. But I am today. The Knicks are going to win that series. After just seeing that first game against the 76ers, I feel pretty confident about it. I mean, unless the 76ers just have a come-to-Jesus moment and they just totally turn things around. But, man, I mean, I've always been a big fan of Carl Anthony Towns. I mean, I think he's really found his place here with the Knicks. Of course, I liked him with the Timberwolves, but I mean, look, I mean, you got Brunson. Just let him go out there and do his thing. 35 points. That was amazing. So, and for the 76ers.
Sure, I'm glad the Mavericks let him walk.
Yeah. Well, that also hurts a little bit as a Mavericks fan, but, you know, at least he's still relevant. You know, he's getting it done over there, but, you know, Paul George, Joel Embiid, who, you know, I feel like Embiid's kind of fallen off a little bit throughout the years, so. I don't know. I think this should be a pretty easy win for the Knicks this series.
I just thought the 76ers with the big four they have. Now, look, I'm not going as far as to saying that the Knicks are going to run away with this. I think Philadelphia is really good. But, again, you would think that maybe for the Knicks last night, as easy as it was against the Hawks, they've been off since, what, Thursday? So, you know, maybe they'd be take them a little while to get going. It didn't. And they were aggressive, played great defense, and didn't miss a beat on the offensive side. So, pretty impressive win, to say the least, is you just absolutely annihilate the 76ers by 39 in game one.
Now, I did see this. I want to bring this up. It looks like the Thunder are 15.5-point favorites over the Lakers, which, I mean, look, the Lakers, best team in basketball, but to my, like, I hate that, though. I wish they weren't, but.
You think the Lakers are the best team?
No, I'm talking about the Thunder.
Oh, the Thunder.
Yeah, sorry. I should have made that more clear. Yeah, I mean, the Thunder is the best team in basketball. I just hate it. I just don't like their style of play. Just let SGA get fouled and then win it at the free throw line. You know, it's just slow games. It's unwatchable basketball. But, yeah, I mean, the Thunder, I think, easily are the best team in basketball. But, I mean, their favorite 15.5 points over the Lakers. But, you know, there's I've been going online. There's so much hype with the Lakers right now with the kind of run, the generational run LeBron James is on right now, as they're calling it. So, I don't know, man. I don't know if they can get it done. Of course, the first game will be tonight, 7:30 on Peacock. So, I guess we'll just have to.
Yeah, and Luka is out.
Yeah.
So, he is not going to be playing in this game. Well, I don't know. I think for the Lakers, for me, they've got to have Luka.
Yeah.
To get through the Thunder. I mean, OKC, according to analytics, a 79.5% favorite. So, they give the Lakers 20% chance. That's not much. Game one tonight, game two coming up on Thursday, three on Saturday, four on Monday. But with Luka out, it'll be tough. And that's probably why it's swinging that direction to OKC, although I'm not sure OKC would not be favored even with Luka on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, they're just that good. I mean, it's whether I like the style of play that they, you know, play with or not, they're just that good. So, I don't know, man. I mean, I want to think that LeBron James still has enough juice to get it done with Austin Reeves, but I tell you what, if they come out...
I don't think he does.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'll say this. If LeBron James comes out and has another game where he turns the clock and they just take care of business, I will personally buy a LeBron James jersey, and I will stick it on my wall. They take care of business tonight.
Whoa.
I feel pretty confident that the Thunder is going to win, but if somehow LeBron James and the Lakers do it, I will buy a Lakers jersey and do it.
Okay. So
that's probably, and look, this is a big bet. I mean, that's like a $100 jersey or something like that from Fanatics, because they, you know, their jerseys are so expensive. So this is I'm a little nervous, but I'm throwing it out there. That's how confident I feel that the Thunder can take care of business. But
Spurs lose last night despite the performance of Wimby. 12 blocks. last night in a playoff game. Yeah. Unbelievable. And they can't get it done.
Nope.
104 to 102. Edwards with 18 points. And they didn't think he was going to play until he stepped on the court. So that was a little, you know, that was the surprise of the night, other than Wimby just playing lights out defense. I still think San Antonio, to me, is going to win this series, but we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. And if Wimby can look, if he can get another 18 blocks in a game, which I'm not saying that's going to be a norm, but if he can, tides will turn and San Antonio will win this series. I would think it'll be a good one though. I think that one goes seven tonight. Cleveland and Detroit, and as Jacob mentioned, Los Angeles and Oklahoma City, the late game. Coming up tonight on NBC and Peacock. Yep. So we have that coming up. Game number one, both of these series. What about that Cleveland-Detroit series? Are they kind of the forgotten matchup of all the of these matchups of these eight teams?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean,
yeah.
Philadelphia, New York, that's a lot of interest there. San Antonio and Minnesota because of San Antonio and Wimby. Can they – you know, relight that torch in San Antonio. Of course, the storylines for L.A. and Oklahoma City, and then you have Cleveland and Detroit.
Yeah, and, you know, for one versus,
I mean, I think it's the best eight teams in the NBA. There's no doubt about that. But it just seems like Cleveland and Detroit are kind of sitting behind everybody, watching everybody else get all the hype.
Yeah, and for all the series that we're looking at, this is the closest one, especially in Game 1. They just have Detroit as a 3.5-point favorite. The Knicks in the next game are a 7.5-point favorite. San Antonio in Game 2 will be a 9.5-point favorite. And then in Game 1 tonight against the Lakers, the Thunder are a 15.5-point favorite. So, yeah, that series, I really do think it's going to – I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction. I think this is going to be a Game 7 between
– this could be the best series of the four, and it's out of the two teams that nobody's really paying a whole lot of attention to.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, 100%. I think this is going to go all the way down the wire. I think my prediction for the conference finals, I think it's going to be the Lakers and the Spurs on the Western side, and then I'm going to go the Pistons and the Knicks.
Okay.
I would like to see that. Look, as much as I'm getting really annoyed by all the Knicks fans crawling out from their holes and just really, you know, giving it to all the rest of the NBA fans, as much as I hate that, you know what? Let's get the Knicks back in the conference finals. Let's do it.
All right. I don't think that. I think it's Philadelphia and Detroit, and I think it's Oklahoma City and San Antonio.
Wait, so you still think the Knicks you still think that the Knicks are going to go back to their old form?
I still think 76ers will beat them.
Okay, all right, which is totally possible, but
probably improbable.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But I'm going to stick with it.
All right. Even after that game one, you're still going with the 76ers.
Yeah, I know. I'm dumb.
No. It's okay. All right. We've seen crazier things happen.
Hour number two is coming up next right here on the Press Box.
Get ready, Heiko. It's steak cook-off time. The grills are about to fire up and the heat is on. Where are my teams at? Who's stepping up to compete for the ultimate bragging rights at the Heiko Steak Cook-Off? Heiko's original Texas Steak Cook-Off. One-of-a-kind food, wine, music, and a cook-off event with delicious appetizers. Good times, live music, and more. Get your tickets now. Heiko's original Texas Steak Cook-Off, May 16th. Visit TexasSteakCookoff.com.
McGregor General Store is an official Purina dealer. From alpacas to zebras, they can help with all your feeding jobs. McGregor General Store also has a large inventory of new fashionable clothing items for men and women, such as Consuela purses and bags, shirts and jeans from Wrangler, Cinch, Judy Blue, and Seven for All Mankind and Hey Dude shoes. Plus, check out Tyler Glam Wash Laundry Detergent. Stop by and say hello to Courtney, Katie, and the gang at McGregor General Store on Highway 84 at McGregorGeneralStore.com.
Every day begins with a promise to work hard and to build a future.
That's why we're here, providing the tools, expertise, and John Deere equipment you have relied on for generations to help you get the job done right. We're with you. That's our promise to you, because no matter the project or the challenge you're facing,
we're with you. We're united.
I've been a longtime customer at Community Bank and Trust, but when people talked about mobile banking, I just didn't understand what that meant. Well, I stopped by the bank and visited Sherry in the Customer Connection Center. She put the app on my phone and taught me how to check my balance, see if a check has cleared, and showed me how to transfer money between accounts. Now, I feel so tech savvy.
Community Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Robinson Drive Animal Hospital serves Robinson and surrounding areas, privately owned with a goal to provide quality, affordable care for pets and their families. They're excited to announce payment plans are now available at Robinson Drive Animal Hospital. With Cherry payment plans, families can spread treatment costs into smaller, manageable monthly payments, giving pets the care they deserve without worry. Your pets are members of your family, and your pets will be well cared for by their skilled team of veterinarians and technicians. Schedule an appointment at RobinsonAnimalVet.com. That's RobinsonAnimalVet.com.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draps on, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Leverage the power of UBO partnership with a suite of solutions that are truly integrated. Any vendor can sell you a product, but few have the capability to deliver value beyond off-the-shelf application. Through our business technology assessment process, UBO experts will uncover opportunities to improve workflow and endpoint security, as well as controlling budgets and exceeding organizations' goals. Call Sean Hunt at 254-709-2101 or UBEO.com.
Baylor Bear Baseball, Tuesday from Magnolia Field at Baylor Ballpark.
The Bears home Tuesday at Magnolia Field at Baylor Ballpark, hosting the UTA Mavs. 6:15 for the warm-up show, 6:30 first pitch for Baylor Baseball Tuesday.
Join Derek Smith and Tom Barfield for the broadcast of Baylor Baseball, Tuesday on the Baylor Sports Media Network.
From the Allen Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Studios, this is KRZI Waco, K222DC Waco, K265DV Temple, ESPN Central Texas. Now back to the Press Box, presented by McAdams & Sons Roofing, Cherry Johnson, Sigmund, James Law Firm, First Central Credit Union, Uncle Dan's Barbecue and Rib House, and United Healthcare.
And welcome back to the Press Box here on ESPN Central Texas on this Cinco de Mayo. Hope you're having a nice Cinco de Mayo out celebrating Taco Tuesday on Cinco de Mayo.
Are you?
That's pretty appropriate.
Yeah, it is. And you asked me what I was going to do celebration-wise for Cinco de Mayo. What are you going to do?
I'm going to have tacos.
You're going to have tacos? Okay. Are you going to make the tacos or are you going to go out and eat the tacos? That's probably the easier route, right?
The easier route's to go out and... You know what? My brother's in town for the golf championship. His team's, his school's playing. So it depends on if he's still around by dinner time, whether we go out or if I make him at home.
Okay. All right.
So I have a choice. I haven't made up my mind yet.
I got a bunch of ground beef in my freezer.
There you go.
So I could probably do that. I don't know. I think I'm just going to eat a microwave meal. Just
a microwave meal?
Pop something in the microwave, you know, just call it a day.
You could do that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. But I'm glad it's Cinco de Mayo, though. I'll celebrate in spirit.
In spirit.
I don't know if I want to go eat a taco. I'll go eat a quesadilla.
Well, that's the same thing. You don't have to eat a taco on Taco Tuesday.
Okay, well, then, I'm going to eat a quesadilla.
There you go.
It makes me feel better. Okay, good. I can partake.
You could partake.
Yeah, okay.
Just because it's Taco Tuesday, you don't ever follow that rule anyway.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Who am I kidding? I'm going to go get a quesadilla. That's good enough.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
All right, time now for your baseball and softball update. Here's Jacob Bumpus.
All right. right, let's go ahead and get into it. So we're going to start with the SEC softball tournament, which is right underway. It just got started, you know, a few hours ago. So we'll give you the setup for the first round, and then we'll also go to the Big 12 tournament for softball, which is starting on Thursday, I believe. So we'll give you everything that you need to know along with that as well. So let's go ahead and start with the setup for the first round of the SEC tournament for softball. So you had number 14 Auburn and number 11 Missouri go head-to-head. That game got started at 1 o'clock, and surprise, surprise, Auburn got the win 6-1. So according to how the bracket is set up, Auburn will go and now take on number 6 Texas A&M in the second round of the conference tournament. So congratulations to Auburn, and it looks like Missouri is out of it. I believe that it's a single elimination. Going to have to double check on that. But from what I'm looking at the bracket, I believe that is true. So Auburn moving on to the next round, taking down Missouri. And now it is going to be a matchup between number 6 Texas A&M and number 14 Auburn. Also, going on right now, you have Kentucky up against number 18 Mississippi State. And as of right now, it stands. It's a tied ball game in the bottom of the 7th, 3-3 for both sides. Mississippi State is the home team, so we'll see if Mississippi State has a chance to walk it off. Now, if Mississippi State does win this game, they will move on to round 2 and take on number 7 Arkansas. And, of course, if Kentucky is able to take care of business and get the go-ahead runs, if we go into extra innings, then they'll take on number 7 Arkansas in the next round. But the next game coming up here in the first round of the SEC softball tournament, you're going to have number 13 Ole Miss and number 12 South Carolina go head-to-head. So whoever wins that series will go on and play number 5 Tennessee. But some of the teams that already have made it in the second round, I gave you a couple. Texas A&M will be playing Auburn. Number 7, Arkansas, will either be playing Kentucky, Mississippi State. Tennessee is waiting for Ole Miss or South Carolina. And then Georgia and LSU both got the first round bye. So they're going to be playing against each other tonight here at, tomorrow at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. So that should be a good head-to-head matchup. And then also, you have number 3, Florida. They had the double round bye. Their first game is going to be in the quarterfinal. Then you got number 2, Alabama, also with the bye in the third round. That's going to be their first game. And then along with Texas and Oklahoma. So we'll see exactly what happens with that. All four of those teams in their own hemisphere. They're waiting for other teams to get through the bracket to face them as well. So going back to it, Auburn's moved on to the next round. Kentucky and Mississippi State in the first round tied 3-3 in the bottom of the 7th. And then Ole Miss and South Carolina will get underway here in a little bit as well. First pitch is 7 o'clock later tonight. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the Big 12 for the softball bracket, as that's going to be coming around the corner. That's going to be coming up here on Thursday. So definitely stay tuned for that. All right, so for the first game, you're going to see number 5 Kansas go up against number 4 UCF. First pitch will be at 11 a.m., and you can watch that here on – or there, not here. There on ESPN+. The second game of the day at 1:30 first pitch will be number 8 Baylor taking on number 1 Texas Tech. Now, we talked about this earlier in the press box. This is going to be a huge matchup for Baylor, of course. They are coming off a upset win in that series prior against Texas Tech. But other than that, they got beat down in the two other games of that series. But, you know, you got to think that is an advantage. It's not like they've seen Texas Tech a month ago or 2 months ago. No, they just saw them a weekend ago, so, or even less than that. So should be a little bit of juice, a little bit of momentum. They know who they're facing. But, again, it's number 1 Texas Tech, so it's going to be tough. So we'll see what happens. First pitch at 1:30, and of course, you can listen to that on our sister station, Cool FM, right next door. Okay, game 3 on Thursday for the Big 12 softball tournament. You're going to have number 7 Utah up against number 2 Oklahoma State, and the Cowgirls right up there with the Red Raiders. I mean, they're just as good. They've been dominant. Of course, we've seen them once they played against Baylor. We know just how good they are. So obviously, they're the favorite in this matchup against number 7 Utah. First pitch will be 5 o'clock And you can watch that here on ESPN Plus if you're able to get that. All right, and then game four in the first round on Thursday will be number 6 Arizona State up against, you guessed it, number 3 Arizona. So the battle of Arizona, Arizona State up against Arizona. The first pitch will be at 7:30, and that will be the late and final game of the first round of the playoffs of the Big 12 tournament. Now, there is no buys. There's nothing like that. So this is single elimination. So everybody will be participating in the first round. So not like what we just saw in the SEC tournament where you got teams with the first round buy and the 2-round buys, the double round buys. So that is definitely not the case for the Big 12 tournament. So definitely keep your eyes out on that as well. Also, you know, baseball, it's heating up. It's going to be before you know it once we get into the playoffs as well. Let's go ahead and get you through some scores back on Sunday. Who won the series against who? Back on Sunday, Kansas fell short to number 18 West Virginia in Big 12 college baseball. West Virginia got the dub 13-6, and then West Virginia would win the whole series 3-0, 3-0 over Kansas State. Number 11 in the nation, Kansas took down Arizona in the third game in that series, 11-5. And Kansas, big surprise there, they get the sweep. Kansas, I think I looked at the most recent poll that the NCAA.com just gave out, and Kansas is moving up the ranks. They're the real deal coming out of the Big 12. Who would have thought, right? So Kansas getting the sweep over Arizona. And then you also had Houston and Cincinnati play their weekend series. Cincinnati swept Houston, and you know we were talked about this with Drake Toll from Locked On Big 12 yesterday, and kind of talking about how big of a surprise that you have, you know, a college team in Houston, like right smack in the middle of Houston, that's just terrible in baseball, just does not have a baseball program, which is right in the middle of one of the biggest outlets of the sport when you think about the greater area of the Houston area. So that's tough for Houston, getting swept by Cincinnati. They lose that final game 4-3. Cincinnati wins 3-0 over Houston. All right, Texas Tech took the final game against Baylor 8-3, but Baylor would win the series altogether 2-1 over the weekend. So Baylor, of course, getting the dub. They're now 25-22 on the season, but 11-13 on the conference year. So just a few games under 500, and kind of same thing with Texas Tech along with Houston. I mean, I don't know. When I look at Texas Tech, it just kind of would make sense to me that they would have a good baseball program, but that's not the case this year. 23-24, one game over 500 or under 500 on the overall season. But, man, in Big 12 conference play, they're 7-17, so not a great look at all. But also, Oklahoma State and TCU finished up their series back on Sunday. And it was TCU falling short in that final game, 11-10, a game that went right down to the wire. But Oklahoma State was able to get out the win, and the Cowboys sweep the Horned Frogs. So the up-and-down season for the Horned Frogs continue, getting busted up by Oklahoma State 3-0. All right, finally, we'll look at Arizona State and UCF. It was Arizona State getting the dub 6-3 over UCF in the final game of that series. Number 19 in the nation is Arizona State. And Arizona State won that series 2-1. Real quick, let's look at the games coming up here tonight in the Big 12 before we move on. Tonight, going forward, West Virginia will be on the road against Marshall. First pitch will be 6 o'clock. UCF up against Florida Atlantic, 6:30. Baylor will be on the road against Texas State. And that's going to be right here. You can listen to that here on ESPN Central Texas. I believe first pitch is at 6 o'clock. So that's why we're going to be getting off an hour early with the afternoon stretch. So just stay tuned for that. We'll be off and so we can, you know, clear things out for the Baylor broadcast coming up here in just a little bit. Number 7, Kansas, will be in action against Creighton at 7 o'clock first pitch. Cincinnati against Oral Roberts, Dallas Baptist on the road against Texas Tech, Texas A&M Corpus Christi on the road against Houston, Utah playing host against Utah Valley, and then you got number 16 Arizona State and Missouri. That game canceled along with Kansas State and Missouri State. Those games have been moved to a later date. All right, so that's going to do it. We gave you a look of the Big 12 softball tournament and what you can expect coming up on Thursday, and then already some scores from the SEC softball tournament that has gone on. Auburn, of course, moving on into the next round. And then a really close game against Kentucky, number 18 Mississippi State. They're tied at 3 in the bottom of the 7th, so definitely keep an eye out on that. So there is your baseball and softball report for today.
All right, thank you, Jacob. Stay right there. Robinson Rocket softball head coach Jimmy Eby joins us next in the press box.
Dive into a new pool, not your savings. Right now at First Central Credit Union, you can get a home equity loan with no closing costs. That's real money saved. No added fees, no surprise expenses. Use your equity for a backyard pool, home renovations, or to consolidate high interest debt into one manageable payment. It's your money and your choice. Dive into what's next without draining your savings. Visit firstcentralcu.com today. Equal housing lender. Creditworthiness applies. No closing cost offer can end at any time.
At Baylor Club, membership unlocks exclusive perks from networking with an incredible community to enjoying stunning spaces. But did you know you don't have to be a member to host your private event with us? Whether it's a wedding, corporate gala, or milestone celebration, our expert private events teams handle every detail with precision and warmth. Indulge in gourmet catering crafted by our executive chef and relax knowing your event will be unforgettable. Ready to join the club or just host in style? Call 254-710-8080.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm.
Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes.
They have unmatched credentials, real-world experiences, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients due to their ingenuity and relentless tenacity.
They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
Come in.
Hey, Leo, here's that Texas tater you asked from Uncle Dan's Barbecue.
Thanks, Greg. These things are great. Have you guys got anything new going on right now?
Just gearing up for the spring, baseball and barbecue. Plus, it's a great time to book a catering for a reunion, wedding, or an office party. We've also got some surprises coming soon, but you'll have to keep an eye on Facebook or Instagram to get the latest updates about specials, new menu items, or upcoming live music on Fridays.
Wow, sounds like a lot is happening.
At Uncle Dan's, we're just trying to earn our place as Waco's hometown barbecue and catering team.
Now is the time to be sure your current Medicare plan is still a good fit for you.
When certain events happen in your life, like you move or you lose other coverage, you may qualify for a special enrollment period. Whatever comes next, UnitedHealthcare provides Medicare Advantage coverage you can count on for your whole life ahead.
Visit your local UnitedHealthcare agents at the following locations for the help you need in deciding your Medicare coverage. For the Waco-McLennan County area, visit HEB stores on Tuesday and Thursday, 9 till 1, and Walgreens on Bosque Boulevard, Tuesday and Thursday, 10 till 2. Resource centers are Anderson Kent Instruments, MAD Tax Services, and Journey Advisors.
In Bell County, visit HEB stores Tuesday and Thursdays from 9 till 1.
Bell County Resource Centers are New Beginnings Insurance Agency in Temple and FWJ Insurance in Killeen.
Baylor Bear Baseball, Tuesday on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears on the road in San Marcos to take on Texas State on Tuesday. 5:45 for the warm-up show, 6 p.m. first pitch for Baylor Texas State Baseball Tuesday.
Join Derek Smith and Tom Barfield for the broadcast of Baylor Baseball, Tuesday on the Baylor Sports Media Network.
And welcome back to the Press Box here on ESPN Central Texas. Join us now, as promised, the head coach of the Robinson Rockets. It is Jimmy Eby. Coach, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Good. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy trying to get ready for games coming up this week, but I wanted to start with the one-game playoff that you had on this past weekend against Caldwell, and you and I talked about this at the ballpark. You'd much prefer to have a three-game set, wouldn't you?
Very much. Usually the best team will win the best two out of three. You know, sometimes the better team doesn't win game one or one game series. They you know, that one team kind of sneaks up on you if you don't have a good game. So we were lucky to put some good pitching together and good defense and timely hitting and win that game.
It fell behind early in that ball game, but talk about the pitching job that Raelynn Van Zee had. She gives up the one run early, but then locks in and six strikeouts. But the most important stat of the day is no free bags given up by Raelynn.
Yeah, no walks. She did a great job pitching. Got us out of a jam. I think it was in the fifth. You know, we made some adjustments after the first inning after we saw the two their two best hitters were leadoff batter and their two hitter, their pitcher. And we made some adjustments after that, and we kind of shut them down a little bit. And once we did that, we kind of controlled the game. But like I said in our pregame, is if we can control the count in our favor, you know, when we pitch and dictate the count, it's a lot easier to pitch than behind 3-1, 3-0, 2-1, 2-0. It's a lot easier to set up pitches and throw strikes.
And, Coach, how's been the turnout for your community at Robinson? Have they been showing up to the game, making a lot of noise, and cheering the girls on to wins?
Yeah, they have. It's kind of a split fans now because our baseball team's playing, and they've been playing. Thursday night when we were in Georgetown, they were actually in Burnett playing. So we want to keep them going. We really would like to continue having a split fan. That means they're continuing playing and winning, and we're continue playing and winning. Matter of fact, it works out in our favor. I shouldn't say this and publicly, but it's out there anyway. But our baseball team plays at 7 o'clock against Katie Freeman at Navasota on Thursday. And then they play again at Navasota on Friday at 7 o'clock. So we can sit there and literally stand in our to softball field and watch the baseball game because that's how close the baseball and softball fields are. So we'll be able to watch our baseball team play.
Should be a lot of fun coming up against Liberty. I want to go back to something that happened against Caldwell, then get into that Liberty game. But defense for your team, just outstanding how they don't flinch when you get base runners on or you're faced with, you know, a runner 60 feet away, go in and make some double plays, make the right play, throw to home, get out of the inning. How important is it to continue that good defense and that concentration that they've been able to back up Raelynn with?
You know, everybody says this. It's a cliche that defense wins championships. It does to a certain degree. You got to score runs in softball. I mean, you can't win 0-0. But we have stressed that every round of the playoffs, defense is more important. You know, the first round is important. The second round, as you get deeper, the teams get better and better. And defense is more important. The runs are a premium in you know, like this week against Liberty and hopefully next week against the winner of Bridge City or Salado, if we happen to get that far. You know, and then like last year in state championship game, we played great defense. Defense is going to be very important each round. You go deeper and deeper.
And, Coach, of course, as we know for the playoffs, like you said, I mean, it just really is a long trip to get down there. But, I mean, what have you been telling the team to really keep them focused and they don't lose sight of the big grand scheme of things, the big picture?
We take everything day by day, inning by inning, pitch by pitch. We don't get too high. We don't get too low. Actually, Isabel said something to us before the game against Caldwell, and it fit us perfectly. We're solid defensively. We're solid pitching, and we can hit a little bit. But we are scrappy as could be when we get down. We just fight, and we're scrappy, and we claw back, and we come back, and then we can hold leads. And we hold leads by playing defense. I mean, that was. Evident against Caldwell, and it was really big against Gateway the week before when we were up. It was a 6-3, 6-4 or something like that, and they came back and had the tie and run on second, third, or third base, and we made the plays defensively to get out of that inning. So it's huge. It's huge.
Coach Jimmy Eby, head coach of the Robinson Rockets softball team, heading into the region semifinals this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday against Liberty. And I've asked you this question before, but defending state championship. There's a target on your back all season long, but does that target get bigger each and every round as you go through the playoffs?
It does. It does, especially when you're facing a solid team like Liberty. They know, you know, it was like our girls, after we played Caldwell, they said, oh, we got Liberty. And I said, well, you know what? They're saying, oh, we got Robinson. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, oh my gosh, we respect Liberty, but we don't fear them. Just like they respect us, they probably don't fear us, which is fine. It's a huge target. I think every defending state champ from last year at Midway and Jonesboro and all the schools that are around here that want it will tell you the same thing, is, you know, the target goes on your back at each round you get, each round you go.
Yeah, and kind of going into what you're saying, you know, looking at this Liberty team at a kind of deeper look, are they more of a scrappy team like you, or do they just put up runs in a hurry? Are they more defensive-minded? What kind of stands out to you about this Liberty team when you've been looking at them?
They're solid. They're kind of like us, but they're solid. They play great defense. They get good pitching. They can hit a little bit. They're very fast on the bases, and they're aggressive on the bases. They'll take extra bases. They'll steal. They'll do a lot of stuff that I'm not say unconventional, but they'll put the pressure on the defense. So we've got to be ready for anything and everything.
Coach, when you look at this matchup and being on the road and things like that, that camaraderie builds each and every week as well. How much has that helped your team throughout the playoffs?
It does, and they, you know, girls are girls. They get on each other's nerves, but they understand the big picture. They understand what we're working for. We don't talk about it. We haven't talked about getting to back to Austin. We just take it, like I said, we take it game by game, inning by inning, pitch by pitch, and we focus on that game right there. We're going to focus on Thursday night, and then after Thursday night, we're going to focus on Friday. And then if we have to go game three, we'll focus on Saturday. But we won't extend too far. I'm not this big person. I've been contacted each week as the next opponent. What do you think? I was like, I got to get through this week first.
Right.
Let's get through this week. You know, I focus on this week. And then next week I'll worry about, if we can get through Liberty, I'll worry about Bridge City or Salado.
Task at hand is always the first thing you got to take care of. And for the Robinson Rockets, it's the next game. It doesn't matter if it's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Next game is the one you have to take care of. And there's something else unusual that you know, I'd like to ask you about as well. You know, softball coaches have it a little different than anybody else because of the fact, and this isn't a knock, but because of the fact you have to worry about prom, graduation, all those things that are big life things going on in these girls' mind, you have to find a way to navigate through that as well as winning a softball game.
Yes, and thank goodness we've got all that out of the way. The only thing we have to worry about now is we've got graduation in a couple of weeks, and we'll worry about that, you know, if and when we get past Liberty, and if and when we can get past Salado or Bridge City, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. It is what it is. We worried about prom a couple 3 weeks ago, and we focused on that. The funny part is, you bring that up, is, you know, us guys, you know, we worry about prom about a week or two ahead of time. Oh, I got to get our tuxes and that. We're talking about girls who in January, they're talking about getting dresses for prom in April. And I'm like, golly, y'all are crazy. Don't worry about the first game of the season. You're worried about prom in April. So I've been doing this for 27 years. So I've been dealing with girls and prom and all this stuff. And I got a hair appointment the day before prom, and I got nails. I got to do this. I've been there, done that. You just kind of take it in stride.
And coach, kind of along those lines, I mean, you've been with this team, you've seen them growing all year long. Is there a favorite moment from the season or maybe the postseason that's just kind of stuck with you, maybe bonding or just seeing this team succeed?
I really think it's not one certain aspect, one certain play, one certain game. I really think not having, which helped us, it kind of helped us a lot and hurt us quite a bit. But when Ray Lynn got hurt, it helped us a little bit because we had to lean on other people. Mm-hmm. We had to lean on Kimber. We had to lean on Brindley pitching. And now that we do that, we have three pitchers now that we'll throw out there in a circle and say, let's go attack, you know? You worry about Ray being hurt and make sure she gets healthy, but it helps us because we became better and closer because we can trust anybody who's in the circle.
Coach, not to give away any game plans or anything like that, but your keys in your mind against Liberty this weekend?
Keep them off the bases, plain and simple. They can't score if they can't get on. Solo home runs don't kill us, but they hurt us. Just like last week, we didn't walk a batter. You know, if we walk two or three or get a couple hits here and there, next thing you know, it's a 3-run home run. It's 3-0 or something like that, or 3-3 ball game. So if we keep them in check and keep them off the bases, that's a lot better.
Coach Jimmy Abey, head coach of the Robinson Rockets, they head to the region semifinals against Liberty. We'll have those games for you over on our sister station, Fox Sports Central Texas, starting at 6:30 on Thursday night. Coach, I know you got to get to practice. I appreciate the time very much for joining us, and I'll see you at the ballpark coming up on Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There he goes, Coach Jimmy Abey, head coach of the Robinson Rockets. They get ready to take on Liberty, and that was huge coming up over the last week in that one-game playoff. I mean, anything can happen in one game. They were able to contain that, gave up the early run, focused, and got runs back, and were able to take the lead there in the third inning. But Ray Lynn, after that first inning, just shut down. 1-2-3 in the second, third, fourth, yeah, and fifth inning. All along, so no base runners at all. 1-2-3 inning, and that'll get a win for you when you can do that.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, we talk about strategizing in the playoffs, and for Caldwell, I mean, they had the right idea. I mean, you got the state championship, the reigning state championship team, and you try to get them in just one game because, like you said, anything can happen. Because you know, you see that so many times when you're going up against a larger opponent. You know, it's tough to beat them in two games in a best 2 out of 3 series. So you take your chance. And just one game, you put up your best against their best. And I think that really speaks to just how deep this Robinson team is. I mean, you're able to do that in one game, which you could probably argue that Caldwell had a little bit of an edge because they were able to do that. And to come out there and get that dub, and then now you got Liberty coming up. I mean, just from what I'm hearing from Coach, I mean, sounds like they got a pretty good thing moving down the line.
See what happens. Liberty, a good softball team, and again, a state defending champion. You got a big target on your back, so you'll have to be ready for anything and everything coming up on Thursday night. All right, thanks to Coach Jimmy Abey joining us here in the press box. We'll take the break and come back right after this.
Hey, it's Greg May from Greg May Honda. I'm here to tell you that we have some absolute huge discounts out there available right now. New Hondas in stock. We got 2026 Ridgelines and 2026 Odysseys, both discounted $3,800. That's right. Biggest and best discounts we've had so far in a long time. But hurry, at these numbers, they're going to go fat. It's right here at Greg May Honda.
Greg May Honda, proud sponsor of Robinson Rockets playoff softball. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Make your vehicle look and run like new again at CNC Collision Center. They are your locally owned and operated location for paint and body repairs, frame straightening, spray and bed liners, and wheel alignments. CNC Collision Center offers free estimates, and they will also come to you for vehicle pickup and delivery. Have your car restored to its original beauty at CNC Collision Center. 5849 North Highway 6 in Spiegelville, at cccollisioncenter.com and on Facebook.
Spring in Central Texas means baseball, softball, and time spent at the ballpark. At Fidelity Bank, we're proud to support our local teams and the communities we call home. With branches in Waco and Robinson, we're here to help with everyday banking, home loans, and business needs. Friendly faces, local decisions, and service that's a breath of fresh banking. Fidelity Bank, strong, local, yours. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Make your vehicle look and run like new again at CNC Collision Center. They are your locally owned and operated location for paint and body repairs, frame straightening, spray and bed liners, and wheel alignments. CNC Collision Center offers free estimates, and they will also come to you for vehicle pickup and delivery. Have your car restored to its original beauty at CNC Collision Center. 5849 North Highway 6 in Spiegelville, at cccollisioncenter.com and on Facebook.
Pop up the volume on the 2026 Kawasaki Jet Ski. STX160, family of personal watercraft. This high-performance platform starts with a 1,498cc engine and extremely responsive handling. New styling turns heads everywhere you ride. Advanced technology puts you in full command. And improved ergonomics and modern features keep the ride going all day long. Welcome to the 2026 Kawasaki Jet Ski. STX160. Amplified fun at Barger's All Sports. 3520 South I-35 in Waco. Ride with the best.
Dental anxiety shouldn't keep you from a healthy smile. Creekwood Dental Arts offers sedation options designed to help you relax and feel at ease during your visit. Whether it's been months or years, Creekwood Dental Arts caring team meets you where you are. No judgment, just comfort-focused care. Take control of your dental health today. Visit creekwooddentalarts.com to book your appointment or stop by 7911 Woodway Drive in Waco. Creekwood Dental Arts. Comfortable care starts here.
Central Texas sports fans want the inside scoop, live shows, and non-stop local sports action? Tap that app with Syntex Sports Fan app and syntexsportsfan.com. You've got ESPN Central Texas in your pocket. Live shows? Got them. Podcasts on demand? Locked in. Breaking sports news? Delivered fast. So whether you're tailgating, working out, or on the move, tap that app and stay in the game 24/7. Download it now on the App Store or Google Play. syntexsportsfan.com. That's Syntex Sports Fan app, where Central Texas sports lives.
Baylor Bear Baseball, Tuesday from Magnolia Field at Baylor Ballpark.
The Bears home Tuesday at Magnolia Field at Baylor Ballpark, hosting the UTA Mavs. 6:15 for the warm-up show, 6:30 first pitch for Baylor Baseball Tuesday.
Join Derek Smith and Tom Barfield for the broadcast of Baylor Baseball, Tuesday on the Baylor Sports Media Network.
Hey, welcome back to the Press Box here on ESPN Central Texas. Ward Weiss, Jacob Bumpus along with you. Aaron will be back tomorrow taking care of some business. So he'll be with us tomorrow. Wish him well. Let's see. We told you earlier we would take a look at post-spring top 25. I know it's way too early for football top 25 because you never know, right?
Yeah.
But it's fun to always kind of dip your toe in that pool and look at it a little bit. And this is from Fox Sports. So, you know, everybody out there will have a list before too long of, oh, who's leading, who's the best team in the country after their spring practices, which again, we've said almost to nausea that do we really know anything after spring practice anymore? Because no more spring games. Coaches are deathly afraid of putting anything on film or tape nowadays, whatever you want to call it.
They keep their door shut.
Yes, yeah. Because the transfer portal, and you don't want somebody that's on your roster that, hey, look at that guy. He may can get some playing time here, which is probably going to happen anyway. So I don't understand the fact of you're trying to bury them on your depth chart and hide them away, because these kids talk to each other, and there may not be tampering from a coach, but you can bet that a coaches are walking across the locker and go, hey, didn't you play high school football with so-and-so? Well, call him and see how he's doing. Is he happy? Would he like to be somewhere else? Does he need more playing time? Yeah. What's his NIL like? Those conversations are being had. Don't fool yourself. Yeah. So we'll see how that all plays out. But for this, as limited as you can look at it from a standpoint of you don't really know the complete picture of a team, you just know who's there and who may be leading the way. At 25, they've got Tennessee. Okay. At 24, South Carolina. At 23, out of the Big 12, Utah.
Ah, new head coach, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, keeps them kind of in the realm, maybe. They still have their quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not going to be a whole lot of change there, right? And if you've got your quarterback, you got to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, 100%. You know, with Kyle Whittingham, you know that was such a long time ago. You know, when he made that move over to Michigan, a lot of people forget about that. But yeah, this is. But there's still like a lot of new with Utah. I mean, how long was he over there? I mean, he was there for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah. So I mean, for me, I mean that would kind of make me a little concerned. But yeah, and like you said, you got your quarterback. So and we'll see what new head coach Morgan Scaley can do. So.
How about at 22, out of the Big 12, the Houston Cougars with Willie Fritz? Win 10 games in his second season. Things going pretty well. They get their quarterback, Connor Wegman, back. 26 starters, or 26 starts in his career. So he was second in the Big 12. So they have a... I mean, there's something there for them, right?
Yeah, and then also they point out Mayor Thompson, Thomas. We saw him play when U of H came down to here in Waco against Baylor in the final game of that season, and he was putting on a show. So the fact that you still got your QB in Connor Wegman, we saw that he was nasty. Of course, he can do just as much damage in the air than what he can do on the ground as well.
That's
he's nasty. He's a great rushing quarterback. And then Mayor Thomas as well. I think they said he finished second and receiving yards in the Big 12, so just a year ago. So that's a nasty duo to bring back. And, of course, Fritz, he's the real deal. So I don't know, man. 22 might not be
a good year for the Cougs.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
21, Iowa Hawkeyes. Mm-hmm. 20, the Arizona Wildcats. I mean, again, they've got their quarterback. And he's got a good track record. Second most starts and quarterback in the country with 34. I mean, there's a base there for Arizona. The Big 12 is so wide open right now. I just don't know.
Yeah.
At 19, the Washington Huskies. At number 18, how about SMU in the top 25 in the spring?
Yeah.
I mean,
of course, I feel like Kevin Jennings is probably a big part of that.
Probably. I mean, having him back is going to go a long way. But also, I mean, remember, SMU's floating some money out there in the NIL.
Oh, well, they...
I mean, and they've got it to float.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They have that new $50,000 or $50 million endowment that they've used. I mean... they're going to be a player.
Of course. I mean,
yeah, I mean, any team that can go in and buy themselves into a conference and not blink an eye.
Yeah.
Say, we want to be one of the big boys, and here's our check to prove it.
Yeah. And
it's going to put you in a situation where you can do just about anything.
We've talked about it so many times. Yeah, as long as you got that cash in hand. I mean, you saw that with Texas Tech, and, of course, now with Soresby. I'm interested to see where they're on this list. But, yeah, for SMU, if you just – you buy your team, I mean, you don't only deserve a spot in the top 25 because, I mean, you've built a pretty good roster. I mean, like Texas Tech did, I mean, they won the conference championship last year. So, yeah, SMU might be well on that way as well for the ACC.
BYU at 17, another Big 12 school. Look, I mean, they got the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, LJ Martin, opting to return. Bear coming back at quarterback. I mean, they've got a lot of people back on a team that was right there for the conference championship.
Yeah, and he got just 11 wins as a freshman last year. So,
yeah, the potential as a freshman high. That nobody expected to step on the field.
Absolutely.
So, they may be a little bit low on my board. Alabama at 16. How long has it been since we said Alabama 16 at anything?
That doesn't seem right.
Spring report, fall report, anything. The Alabama Crimson Tide at number 16.
That feels like blasphemy. I don't think they can do that. Number 16, wow.
I mean, is Alabama falling that far behind with DeBoer?
Yeah, they are. I mean, everybody else has figured out the recipe, man. I mean, the table is even. I mean, the ground is even with all the NIL. I mean, you're not having, like, Alabama and Georgia, Ohio State stock up on all these players, you know, now. If, like, a team like SMU, you know, if they got the money, like a team like Texas Tech, they got the money. they're going to take some of these guys elsewhere.
Well, Alabama is no stranger to this, but they're not going to name their starting quarterback. DeBoer said he's not going to name it till the fall, and who knows, regardless, yeah, when that's going to be. But they also are going into the fall, no matter who the quarterback is, with zero starts under their belt.
That doesn't make you feel good, yeah.
No. But again, it's Alabama. I mean, are we getting to the point where the name across the front of the jersey doesn't carry as much weight in the NIL days as it did?
Yeah, I mean, we're at least knocking on that door.
I mean, it wouldn't matter what list it was, Alabama would always be in the top 10.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, the fact,
always.
The fact that they're
at 16?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 15, Penn State.
All right.
Matt Campbell, I think he's going to do great things at Penn State. I really do. And we'll see how that plays out. But Ole Miss at 14.
Oh, yeah, Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
Trying to make a little more money before his
days
are over.
I don't know that I'm buying that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they navigated through the playoffs without Lane Kiffin, but I don't know that they can navigate through a season without Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I mean, and you also had a lot of momentum. I mean, you had a lot of things that he had in place before he left. I mean, and I think, you know, you brought this up.
You lost your entire offensive staff to LSU.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think there was just a little magic with that playoff run with Ole Miss. Now that you start
over, I guarantee it.
And you build up from the bottom up, and now all that personnel has left for LSU completely, that kind of stuck around for the playoffs. I mean, it's going to be totally different. I mean, yeah, you do got Kewon Lacy. He was a dog at running back. But, you know, Pete Golding, I think he did an all right job holding the pieces together. But, like I said, starting over from scratch at the beginning of the season, that's going to be a lot tougher.
At number 13, how about the Red Raiders of Texas Tech? Of course, the Brendan Sorsby ordeal that's going on is certainly going to affect them in one way or another. Will Hammond played well as a backup last year, but, I mean, he's not going to be ready week one.
Nope.
There's no way I could see him playing in week one. He didn't go down until October.
For his ACL.
So, I mean, for him to be ready week one, and he's not Brendan Sorsby. They went out and spent that money for a reason. I mean, if they were happy with Will Hammond, they'd have gave him the money.
Yeah.
They lost a lot of talent in the front seven.
Yep.
A lot of talent in the front seven. I don't know. They were higher on the list before spring, before Sorsby checked into rehab, and now they're down to 13. So, still think a lot about him, I guess, but it'll be real interesting how that all plays out. He's got the best lawyer in the nation against the NCAA. There's no doubt about that. So we'll see if he can work some magic. And it's going to have to be fast because he has till June 30th to figure out if he's going to be eligible or not.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to make a decision by June 30th to be in the NFL supplementary draft. And because he's not going to sit on the sidelines for a full year.
Yeah, it's, man, I mean, you talk about coming
He'll
off.
He'll be in a Red Raider uniform.
Yeah, and you talk about coming off of just a fantastic season for Texas Tech. I mean, buying a conference championship, making it to the playoffs, and then
stop it with the buying.
Absolutely. Well, that's what they did. But, I mean, but still, I mean, it's, and then you just look at this offseason, absolute collapse, man. I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
It's going to get a little more cloudy before it gets clear in Lubbock.
I agree.
Number 12, Michigan. Number 11, Oklahoma. And you'd think Venables needs to get something done sooner than later at Oklahoma.
That hot seat's starting to brew. It's getting there.
USC at 10.
Now, that hot seat's been brewing.
I think Lincoln Riley's on the hot seat.
Yeah, USC needs to – Riley needs to go out and win a conference natty or just a natty, conference championship or natty. It's going to be – they're going to have to do something.
At 9, Texas A&M.
Yeah,
at
I'm okay with that.
8, LSU. Look, Kiffin did a great job with coaching staff. He was very aggressive in the transfer portal. 40 transfers in for the spring. quarterback Sam Leavitt is in Baton Rouge. I think LSU is going to be better than people think.
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised Fox Sport hasn't really bought into all the hype yet. They just put him at number 8.
Yep.
Like that's
Longhorns of Texas at 7. I mean, is that all Arch Manning?
Yeah, we're probably.
We saw how Arch Manning handled pressure last year at the first of the season. Heisman favorite. He's going to be the Heisman favorite again going in. Can he handle it in year 2 better than he handled it in year 1? That's going to be the biggest question for the Longhorns. Mm-hmm. If he can, I can see them in top 10. I can see them in the top 5, be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he can. I'll have to wait and see. Miami at 6. It's a little low for me, but okay. Georgia at number 5. Indiana at number 4. Now, wait a minute. Didn't they just win the national championship?
That doesn't seem right. Yeah, that's...
I mean, I know you got Josh Hoover. I get that, and everybody says he's a turnover machine. The thing is, Josh Hoover wins games.
Yeah, and
he did in high school. He won some in TCU, wasn't supposed to win. Now, did he get them where they wanted to go? No. But, I think he's going to do well at Indiana.
Yeah, and I think the key is, you know, playing under Kurt Cignetti. I mean, I think he's just that good of a coach that elevates those kind of players. So
we'll wait to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can call it a flash in the pan.
I don't think so either. I think there's another great season coming on board here for Indiana.
Ohio State at 3. All right. Notre Dame at number 2. You buying that?
That was a huge jump up, yeah. I mean, and I think all that.
I mean, Notre Dame's all upset and everything. Yeah. Is that enough motivation to get them in the top 5? Well, get them to the college football championship game? I don't know. I don't think they have the roster to be that. I really don't.
Yeah, because they're 1 and 2, you know, running backs left with Jeremiah Love and Darian Price.
And I'm sorry, but Love's better than people are giving him credit for.
Yeah, oh, 100%. He's going to be nasty in the NFL, so. Yeah, I don't know, man. At number 2, I mean, I guess they're seeing something that we're not seeing, but.
I just don't think that roster is number 2 in the country.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Oregon at number 1. All right. I don't know that I put Oregon ahead of Ohio State or Indiana or even Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, what are we doing here? They got a lot of veterans coming back.
They do, but I mean, is that – I don't know.
I mean, for them to take that number 1 spot from Indiana, Ohio State, or Georgia, I don't know.
That's pretty hard to swallow.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Just one of the many power rankings that we will see as we get closer to the fall. Baylor baseball coming up a little bit as they take on Texas State right here on ESPN Central Texas. But coming up next, it's your afternoon stretch with Glenn Stretch Smith.
The selection here at Allen Samuels is great. They have a wide selection of vehicles. They go anywhere from a car to an SUV to a truck. I'm more of a car person myself. That's why I got the Chrysler 300 last. But my wife is looking for an SUV, which they have a lot of choices at. Anybody that's looking for a vehicle, I would recommend Allen Samuels.
Like Allen Samuels always said, Waco has a lot to offer, and so do we at Allen Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat. Come by, let's be friends.
One of the things I love most about Community Bank and Trust is how I can bank from anywhere, anytime, any device. Mobile banking is great and allows me to make mobile deposits, make a